1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicago, Fox's Beverly Pizza here in Chicago, Guinness Irish Stout, and Flood Brothers Disposal.
Quite the lineup.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I will be your host all hour. And joining me always to my left is my twin brother, Billy. Billy?
What's up?
Hi. And normally to the left of him is our great, great friend, Clayton O'Brien, and our third wheel. But he's sick tonight.
He is sickle.
He had a little bit of an emergency, and he's following proper protocol.
That's right.
By not entering the studio if he's feeling a bit under the weather, and I respect that.
Yeah. Thank you, Clay.
So, Clay, much love and well wishes. And
yeah, we hope you feel better.
Glad tidings and getting better to you. I, on the other hand, am dying.
I noticed.
I walked in. I can barely walk.
Yeah.
Folks, if you listened to our last episode, you can go to iTunes and find it under Hooli's Hooli Show, or you can go to HibernianRadio.org and find it there. I spoke very, very...
You were like...
In candid detail about my health regime. It's been my New Year's resolution.
Right.
I'm looking to get back into shape. I've hired a personal trainer.
Yes.
His name is Sean Maller. Shout out to you, Sean. And I told him that I wanted to get into Channing Tatum mode.
Right.
You know, I want to be hot. I want to be
ripped.
I want to feel good about myself. I don't know if Tatum feels good about himself per se.
I don't know either.
I'd have to ask him. I'm not a personal friend of Tatum's.
There's a lot of people that aren't feeling too good about themselves lately, about all things.
Yeah.
So I guess we could say it's a safe play.
It's been a rough week here in the United States. But listen. I finally went to the gym, right? I've been doing these home workouts, was doing them in my basement. As you know, I was all about resistance band training.
Right. And there's lots of people going through this, or they're thinking about it, because we're in the beginning of the new year here.
Yes, absolutely. And then I finally made the next leap, Bill, to hire a personal trainer. And he was very receptive, and I told him my goals. You know, want to get into Tatum land. I want the six pack.
This is something that I want to do.
Right.
Just wasn't in the financial situation just right now to make that kind of leap of faith yet.
Right.
I'm going to, though.
Right.
So I'm kind of using you as the guinea pig, unfortunately.
Which is fine. I gave up drinking, folks, last year, so it's been a full year of sobriety for me. And then COVID hit, which made the sobriety... Actually, people... About that.
Yeah.
Some people would think, oh, it must be so hard to be sober during COVID. Well, really, it's been probably a lot easier because the temptation's not there, right? There's no bars to go to.
Right.
There's no, you know, you can't get bored and just all of a sudden go out and grab seven vodka tonics, you know?
Right. Right.
It's actually been easier during COVID, but the motivation factor has been hard during COVID, right? So everyone's kind of under a lot of stress and anxiety, and it's hard to get motivated to do anything outside of worrying about how to handle COVID, right?
Correct.
At home.
Yeah.
That's my little spiel. That's my little blame about why I haven't gotten in shape quicker. But as COVID evolved, I started to sort of have a rebirth for myself.
As COVID evolved,
I had a bit of a rebirth. Old English guy.
Yeah.
And I obviously had the, got it. My first tidbit was buying the muscle dust, right? I went and got the protein shakes.
Yeah.
And the muscle power to like bulk up. Folks, I'm very lanky. I'm very skinny and tall. I'm called an ectomorph.
What the heck is an ectomorph?
An ectomorph is my body shape, tall and lanky.
Is that like in emoji language?
No, this is in health language. This is science, Bill. Bill goes, is that an emoji language? No, this is science,
because
sir.
I don't know. What did you call it again? Repeat it.
It's an ectomorph.
An ectomorph. It just sounds like something that would be called an emojiny. An emoji.
Yes,
I'm like not in tune with emoji or GIFs. Like I'm just learning how to send those now.
Right.
I'm way behind everybody and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
So when you said ectomorph, I was like, is that the name of an emoji of some sort?
Because body shape type.
I know, but there are people that do like emojis, like for like Snapchat. Like you can have your own emoji.
Okay.
All right. For video games, like player profiles, all that stuff, you create your own emoji. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought ectomorphing was. Like you had ectomorphed yourself into this like Adonis.
Oh, okay.
And that you
see.
Were like trying to like that was your goal.
No, Bill, that's your brain goes in odd places.
But, it does. Sorry.
Ectomorph is a term that like there's a mesomorph or an ectomorph.
A mesomorph.
Yes, or maybe it's mesomorph. I'm not sure.
Meso, miso.
Right. You're a mesomorph, aren't you?
Meso.
Look at this guy at the gym, a real mesomorph. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, anyway. I could see that.
Chicago gym owner.
He had
Phil, getting back to
hold
this.
Hold on. Mesothelioma.
No, right? That's mesothelioma. Completely different thing.
I know. I just wanted to say that.
Sir.
It was just a word I was going to botch.
Because you see the billboards.
Yes.
Anyway.
A mesomorph and an ectomorph.
Let me finish, yes. Billy boy. I've looked and researched these terms mainly because I'm watching a lot of before and after videos of transformations, right?
Ah.
And I'm looking at guys that are similar in my body range, 6'2", 170, you know, like, okay, what do these guys look like? How'd they do it? And then finally, when I spoke to the personal trainer last week, he had a lot of scientific terms for what kind of body type and physiology I have, right?
Does he have a degree in kinesiology?
He may. I didn't ask him. But many of these personal trainers are obviously well informed on these terms, right?
Right.
And you find yourself trying to learn these terms, and it becomes, that's part of the fun of getting in shape for me, is like I feel like I'm become my own anatomy project, where I'm learning and reading up on the physiology and chemistry of the body and how certain things come into play, and that's why I came across the term ectomorph.
Ah, okay.
And he's like, oh, I know exactly. Yeah, you're an ectomorph for sure. You know? Ah. So you can call me the ectomorph
if
you want.
The ectomorph.
Anyway, I finally got
up. One of the new Power Rangers. Ectomorph.
My trainer finally got me the app, right?
Uh-huh.
This is how it's done during COVID. He doesn't go to the gym with you per se, but he tailors everything for you. There's a whole fitness regime that's tailored for you with videos on instructions on how to do it. You download the app on your phone and you go to the gym and you can watch the videos.
Right.
As helpful as that is, it's still not as great as having someone there to show you how to do it.
Sure. You have to be a little bit more disciplined as far as taking notes, writing out what you've done.
Well,
right?
Yes.
Organization.
Yes, and because...
So if you're not an organized person, in-person personal training works best. But if you are an organized person, this...
Yes, okay. You have to start treating it like a job, and
yes.
It is almost like a job, where you're like, okay, it's one thing to wake up and roll out of bed and go to the gym. It's another thing to bar scan code every single item of food that you eat every day. And it has an app tracker, and it shows you how much fats you've had, how much carbs you've had, where you're supposed to be on target, how many calories you're supposed to be consuming each day to get to your target Tatum land.
Wow,
right?
This is intense. Tatum land.
To get to target Tatum land.
Get to Tatum land.
So Sean has mapped all that stuff out for me. And yes, it does become tedious to start to do that, but I'm kind of enjoying it in a strange way.
Okay.
And
it's like playing a video game with yourself.
It is in many ways. Yeah. You know, and I think that this is sort of propelling me more into wanting to go to the gym, right? So you become invested in all these other parts of getting into shape where all of a sudden the gym doesn't seem like such a hassle.
It's a lifestyle change.
Total lifestyle change, right? I finally go to the gym, right?
Uh-huh.
It's day one. Monday was the big day for me. Folks,
yeah.
We tape this on Wednesday. So it's only been 3 days since I've been. I went, I did chest and arms, okay? And there's a bunch of warm-ups, but there's like 14 exercises with 3 to 4 reps per exercise. These are badass workouts. I was like, holy smokes. And you think you're going to just be able to go and knock it out in an hour? I was there for 2.5 hours.
Easily.
You know? And I was beat when I was done. And I wasn't doing big reps or anything like that,
uh-huh.
You know? And that's the other hard part. I was like... Going to the gym, I haven't been to the gym in years, right?
Yeah.
And there's all a bunch of hot babes, and there's lots of people walking around, you know?
Sure.
And like, you're a little bit self-conscious, and you're like...
Nobody cares.
No one cares. You think everyone's looking at you,
right? Yeah, no, they're not.
And I'm like, God, I look like such a weenie, you know? Like,
just concentrate on yourself.
And
don't
like,
talk to anybody.
Well, without the personal trainer there, it's because I've been doing resistance bands.
Yeah.
I can't really gauge what I can bench or, like, you know, what kind of weight I should be putting on some of these machines or these free weights.
Well, you have to start light, man. You haven't lifted weights in years. It's not like you're going to all of a sudden throw on buck 80 and start repping it. Like, some people can. I'm not knocking that, but...
I can do a buck 80, no problem.
I think you should probably start off with just putting the bar, maybe a couple 20-pound barbells on each end. Start there at like 95 or whatever it is, and then work up.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have started with, and I start my morning every day with it, is McCann's Irish oatmeal. And it's been...
Get it.
While I've been working out...
While you've been pursuing this ectomorph.
While I'm pursuing the ectomorph.
Yeah.
It has gotten me into the motivational and healthy changes to just propel myself into the gym. And I thank McCann's for that. It's super, it's super human strength stuff.
Yes, it is.
And everyone should try some. This show's presented by it. More after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Go to the Cork and Kerry. Great spot. Welcome back. Hooli's Hooli Radio, our quarter two. We are missing our pal Clay tonight.
Right.
Before the break, Bill, I was talking about getting back in shape and going to the
yes,
gym a lot.
Yes, you were.
So I finally propelled myself to go.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, Monday. And you get the text message.
I know. I was proud of you when I heard about it.
You know, blast off. You ready to do this? You know, from my personal trainer. I'm like, all right, I got to go. Last time I went, I puked, if you remember correctly.
Right, yes.
Because I went too hard on the elliptical for like 8 minutes and then just ralphed and got a vitamin water and walked out.
Yes.
And that wasn't that long ago. That's when I all of a sudden said, maybe I should start in the basement. And then I started working out in the basement a little bit. Right. And then I finally watched enough videos of all these swole dudes where I was like, I got to get there. I got to get a personal trainer to do this. If I want to become Tatum, I got to get a personal trainer.
Dreaming.
Right.
Dreaming.
The fun thing. Ooh, a little Selena, Bill.
Yeah, we've played her before, though.
We have. Maybe we'll play it tonight.
I don't know.
You know? we got time. Anyway, I finally propelled myself to go to the gym. It's kind of like returning to the scene of a crime. Right.
Right.
The only time I've been there recently was to use the tanning bed. I got a vitamin D deficiency. That's my vain excuse for trying to go into a tanning bed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I go and it's packed during COVID. Right. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, I thought I was going to be able to knock this workout in maybe an hour 45. And I hadn't even done the workout. But Mike, our producer, Mark Sarkowski's just gave me a note. It's New Year's resolutions.
Oh, it's going to be packed for like the next 2 months.
And it is. And when I got there, no, not everybody was beautiful. Right.
No.
Which is like one of my fears where everyone's going to be all ripped and beautiful.
No one ever really is.
No, I guess you're right. It depends what gym you go to. I'm sure if you go to like some gym in River North, everyone's all cut and handsome and beautiful.
Whatever,
and hot
fine. But no, you're not going to walk into a Planet Fitness in Forest Park and all of a sudden there's going to be 90% beautiful people there. It's
well,
just
Bill,
not
thanks
happening,
for
sir.
Outing where I work out, by the way. But yes, you're right. It's more like working out in the back of a Marshalls.
Correct. Yeah, that's probably the best way I can equivocate it.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a Walmart feel
to
it.
That's why you have to have your utter goal is like to get to where you want. You can't get comfortable there. You're not going to get comfortable there.
No, and I guess
I get comfortable at Marshalls and Ross for less.
You get very comfortable at Marshalls.
I'm at them all the time, so maybe that's a good addiction.
My Planet Fitness addiction.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
Hashtag Planet Fitness.
Absolutely, it's a cheap place. It's not cheap. It's the membership fees are cheap. It's $20 a month.
They are, but you got to be careful because if I tried to cancel it once because I hadn't been to the gym in like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, I just blew like $200 of these guys.
And they have the reoccurring billing thing where where your bank account is linked.
Right. And if you move from a town to a different town and then you go into their Planet Fitness, they're like, oh, well, you have to unregister pretty much or go to your original Planet Fitness where you signed up with us.
Right.
They have to do the transfer of membership here. You can't like have them at your new Planet Fitness do the transfer of membership.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens is if you're like, well, I just want to cancel it. Right, your card after a certain time, same thing. They'll tell you have to go in person to the gym that you signed up for and cancel.
You're 100% right.
The reoccurring fee. So just be careful and know that when you're going into this.
So here's a little tidbit because I did work in the payments industry at one time,
right?
The digital payments industry. That's called continuity billing. Okay. And it is very, very hard, believe it or not, for anyone who wants to start a gym for that reason to obtain a merchant account to be able to take credit cards because they do gyms and fitness clubs receive more chargebacks or as many chargebacks as many adult websites do because people join the gym and forget and have regret or guilt and they're like, no, I want out of it. Right.
Okay.
But then they charge back because they try to get out of the payment. and they can't get out of the payment because there's a lot of barriers that the gym has to be able to do that.
Sure.
Right? So they think that by just unsubscribing that they're out of the membership. Not true.
Okay.
But as a result, yes, because people don't follow up on their New Year's resolutions and things like that, gyms have to make money, which is why they incorporate continuity billing into their business model.
And they know that the person that's lazy about not going to the gym is probably going to be the guy that's lazy enough not to come in and change his membership.
Well, it's why they, absolutely, which yeah. is it's why they charge.
That's me. Hello.
It's why they charge $20 a month in many. You
exactly,
know.
Which is okay. Fine. That's right. Why people don't complain as hard. Actually, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of unfortunate people out there that don't have $20 a month to be blowing on that kind of stuff. I shouldn't say that at all.
True. Anyway, I get to the Planet Fitness, right? It's packed.
Right.
And I want to go use like the free weights, right? Which is like
free weighting at the Planet Fitness.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I could do this at home, but I don't have the weights. And you sort of feel like, you know, this. I've never been a gym guy.
Nobody cares.
Ever.
Like I said, nobody cares.
I know, but just having other people and grunting around you and kind of looking at what you're doing is like unsettling, you know, especially when I walk in with my little ectomorphic weenie arms, you know, and I got 10-pound dumbbells in each hand. And
who cares?
I look like a woman from an 80s video working out. You know, like, I'm not one of these. Like, Tatum would never be doing this. You know?
He, at some point in his life, Tatum had to do this.
I mean, at some point, maybe, when he was probably about 11.
Okay? It's okay.
Anyway, I get through the workout, as embarrassing as it is, and I'm right. sweating, and it's done, and I'm like, man, that was 2.5 hours, you know?
Yes.
But the upside was I didn't get tired and my energy has kind of boosted. You know, I don't feel the need to like want to take a nap in the afternoon per se anymore.
Okay.
Then yesterday I did legs. All right. This was a totally different dun, 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 animal. Dun, dun. I have not done leg workouts in my basement. Mostly in the basement, it was push-ups, jumping jacks, you know, some bicep work with the resistance
cardio
bands.
And upper body.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This time it's like weighted squats. You know, deadlifts, stuff like, and I'm like, oh no, how am I gonna do? And you're looking at the exercises.
Felt like first day of football camp.
Well, you're trying to look in the mirror and you're trying to like do your form, you know, and you know there's other people watching you, you know?
It's like, yes.
You know, some.
They're trying to learn from you. Okay, remember, think of that too. Like, there's always the guy that's like, well, like, I don't know. I watch a guy, and, like, if you're really into it and you're dedicated, you will look at someone and be like, are they doing it? Like, is that how I'm supposed to be doing it?
Right.
You know, and then you'll look at him and be like, well, he's in pretty good shape. Then that must be the right way to do it. That's why they're looking. They're not looking because they're, you know.
Judging?
Yeah, no. They're judging at maybe how maybe they could learn something from what you're doing. Think of it that way.
I will think of it that way. Yeah. Well, thank you. Positive outlook, Bill.
Right.
Because the way that I looked at it was like I was in San Quentin and a bunch of guys were about to, you know.
Shank you.
You know, it's terrible.
Because you were using up the 25-pound barbells too long?
No, because I was using the 10s. You know, they're like, ooh, look at the fresh meat, the new weenie ectomorph, you know. Thinks yeah. he's going to get to Tatum Land. Not without getting past me.
He ain't getting to Tatum Land fast
yeah, it was,
me.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of unsettling.
Wow.
But anyway, I got through it. Anyway, I'm doing the legs, and I get through it. I had to bail halfway through the workout. All right? First of all, on Monday morning, I got up and did...
So you didn't even get through the whole workout?
On Monday, I did the workout early. I was like, oh, I'm going to do an early morning workout. I want to get in the habit of, you know, starting my day this way. And okay. I did it. But then okay. it took, like, so long that I was like, oh, man, you know? I went to the office afterward and did some work, and I was like, it's 3 p.m, you know? I was like, and I haven't done much yet, you know? A lot of my day was spent counting calories and working out. The next day when I did legs and I wasn't fully recovered, I was like, I'm going to wait and do it in the afternoon. So I do it. And then the afternoon came and I was like, oh no, you know, it's going to be too crowded. I get there. I went and did it at night. I went at 7 o'clock at night.
Not
to go
giving
do
your
it.
Body enough time to rest.
Jammed. Still
oh, yeah.
jammed.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
I'm like to the guy, I'm like, is it going to be like this? He's like, it's going to be like this for a month. Okay.
Like where you're searching for a machine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the problem. You have to wait to get on a machine. Like you're doing your circuit and you've got your app in front of you and you're following it. But then all of a sudden you get to the next circuit and there's a guy on there and you have to wait 15 minutes for him to get off. And then you're trying to figure out, okay, what other exercises can I do while I wait?
Sure.
You can't because all the machines are really like kind of filled up. It's like, oh man, this is
yeah.
brutal.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got halfway through the workout and the nausea came. Like, first of all, my legs were like jello. I could not move them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is enough. I can't get through. And I was really ashamed because I'd only gotten through like seven of the 12 exercises. And I'm like, oh, I got to bail. I got no other, you know, and I didn't want to quit. I felt bad about it. You know, I'm like, oh, but I can't, you know, physically, right. I could not do it.
Yeah.
So I just walked to my car and everything was fine. And then this morning, I'm hobbling around right now.
Yes, I've been watching you.
And my wife's like, oh, legs, huh? And, you know, I'm like, yes. You know, I'm like, I have not felt like this in years, ever, really. Thank you, Mike. It's the lactic acid working it through my legs, mm-hmm. you know? I'll have to ask Channing Tatum about his lactic acid issues. You know,
do you have lactic acid issues?
When you were getting in shape, did you have lactic acid issues at all? So I can't walk, right? And then so the only thing I could do today was try to do my diet and fill and hit the calorie goal that I could. Mm-hmm. And I told my trainer earlier in the morning, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go and do this, you know, but I could only get through halfway through the workout yesterday. I was like, don't worry about it, just do what you can, you know. And I think, and he's like, the importance is just getting in there, right?
Uh-huh.
Just getting the habit of getting in there. And I didn't make it tonight, mainly because, you know, I had the show to tape and some other things.
Right.
And, but I'm feeling really guilty about not going, you know?
Okay.
It's almost like when you call in work with a hangover and you say that you're sick, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same feeling that I have right now. Like, what am I going to say to my trainer tomorrow?
Well, here's the thing. Can you mentally? I know you're saying physically you can't do it, and maybe he'll say this to you, like, well, mentally you can do this, so just continue pushing forward.
Well, yes, and my wife was kind of like, she kind of made me even feel worse. She's like, you're not going? And I'm like, no. She's like, you just have to power through it, you know, and warm your legs up and just push through. She's like, there's no, because if you get in this habit of saying that you're sore and you can't go in, you'll never get to where you want to go. You just got to power through it.
She's right.
I know she is. But for someone like this was a real onset. Like this was a pain that I was not used to. I've worked out and been through some rigorous exercises before, maybe, you know, moving boxes and stuff like that and you get sore, but this was a totally different level. And I was like, whoa, you know?
Well, were you sore after when you worked out the first time and you puked when you did the elliptical afterwards?
No.
All right. You probably should have, in my opinion, and I'm not trying, and Sean Mallers, I'm not trying to say anything wrong, but you probably should have given your body a chance to first go through workouts like that. And I could be completely wrong, all right? Mm-hmm. But allow your body to be sore and get through all those growing pains first before you decide to take on a personal trainer. Just my opinion.
Well, it's valid. Okay, I understand. And that's why I did the workouts in the basement beforehand. Because
I did that for 3 months when I was working out, and I lost like 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It was that only then that I had stopped because I just had other things going on in my life, and obviously that became more important to me.
Mm-hmm.
That at that moment when I stopped, that's when I probably should have hired the personal trainer because that would have taken me to the next level, I think. Everybody goes on a different journey their own way, but, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, totally understand, and I agree with you that, you know, but this was for me, and this was what I wanted for myself, and that's why I did it.
Okay.
And but you're right. Sean did get back to me. He doesn't know that I missed this workout yet. I'll tell him, you know. Yeah. But he did say when we first did the onboarding that, like, I expect some failures the first couple weeks. You know, like, I think that he sets the bar at a certain level.
You're designed to fail.
Yes, so that he can really start to tailor, you know, where you're really going to go.
Of course.
Like, as far as, like, how strong you are and where you need to start on, you know?
Yeah, so trust in the program.
Well, part of me was like, man, I wanted to pick up weights and start doing these movements, these free weight movements. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I start doing the movements without even the weights, right?
And
I'm like,
tired.
And I'm gassed, you know, from doing, like, 20 reps, you know? And I'm like, no, if I had, you know, 5 or 10 pound dumbbells in my hand while I'm doing that, whoa, you know, and that's kind of what I jumped right into, right? And you're supposed to go to failure, and then they gauge and figure out, you know.
Sure.
And he was like, dude, don't feel weird about, you know, the small weight, you know, just it's called mind muscle, like memory thing, where as soon as you just get into the habit of these movements with or without the weights, your body will start to understand and adapt.
Yeah. Everybody getting this?
Right.
Everybody understanding
it's the health episode. It's the health episode right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, other than that, that's been my whole week. I feel like my whole week has been compromised with like fitness all of a sudden, you know, it's just like it's becoming like a job for me where I still have other things I need to dedicate my time to. So I can understand how it becomes an addiction with people and how it can infiltrate their lives to a certain level where other people in their family might be like, hey, dude, you know, like we're here, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Relax, bro.
Stop worrying about how much, you know, carbohydrates you had today.
Yeah.
Anyway, how's your week going, Bill?
I'm definitely not scanning boxes to see how many proteins are on them or what. I haven't done anything like that.
No, and I know this because I went to your apartment the other day and I saw you have about 50 bags of Doritos in your I went looking for a snack while I was there. Folks, I went over there to, you know, pick something up while he wasn't while he was at work. Right. I do have a key. And I walked in and I was like, "Oh, I wonder what kind of snacks he's got." I could not believe the level of just glorious junk food that you have at your house. I mean, folks, this guy has like two huge bags of like Starburst.
Hold on,
nine different brands of chips.
Hold on a second before you like you get divulge into any of this. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, you know everybody needs to understand. I'm what they call it. I love the deal. All right, the deal shopper.
You're a deal lover?
And when I'm in grocery stores all day long, and I'm in probably 3 to 4 different chains a day, so I see some of the greatest deals you'll ever see on junk food in your life. Because I'm able to look and see how whatever these, and because I'm in distribution and I know how, you know, the supply chain and demand kind of thing works a little bit within retail and grocery. And the different times of the year that they put on their specials. What's the funny thing is that you'll always see at one store that, you know, they might have like buy one bag, get one bag free, right? On Doritos, right?
Yes.
Then you'll see at another store where they'll have buy 3 bags of the party size at this price, all right? And then they'll have. What I'm saying is that.
Yeah, what are you saying? The you deals, like coupon
the
chips?
What happens is the deals usually at some point or another, they kind of level each other out and they become almost equal. So you're kind of, they're price gouging everybody by about 17 cents, 20 cents, you know?
Right.
And you can, usually I'm the guy that's like, all right.
Yeah, you work in
I see all five, point of sale, I see like 5 or 6 different stores, what they're offering. And then the next day I'll be like, all right, I'll get those over there.
Like, what, hot Cheetos are only for $3.29 over here.
No, because I've been at a store. I was working with one of my buddies, all right? I'll give a shout out to Pete.
Yeah.
And we were in a Super Target, right? And I saw 2 party-sized bags of nacho cheese Doritos for like, I think it was like $7.99 for both bags. Something ridiculous, right? And I was like, sold, right?
I don't even know what the normal price point is on a party-sized. Hey, what's the price point on a party-sized
Then
bag
I went
of
into another store, and I'm not going to mention it, but they had buy 3 bags, or buy 1 bag, get 2 free, or something crazy like that.
So you're just chipping up.
And the price point was at like $7.99, but you got like 2 more free. Then I found myself looking at the ounce sizes on these bags. It being like, how much more volume am I getting on which deal here?
So you're measuring your chip purchases the same way that I'm measuring like my daily intake of carbohydrates.
Correct.
And
I'm looking at it and going, how many ounces of chips are in this bag, that bag, and that bag? Okay, so on the regular size Doritos, you have these many ounces on 3 of these. Do those equivocate to 1 party size bag or a bag and a half a party size? So is the deal when I bought the 2 party size, you know, did I get more for my... You always want to feel like you won your deal.
All right, we have a clip from the past. Mike just pulled it up. Let's go.
Have I ever jammed 2 out of the 6-pack, took 3 of the candy bars and jammed them and said, that's 1, and then bought a regular, like a king size, and then versus a regular and did the measure off? Here's the thing. A king size is going to be about $1.79 unless you go to a store where they got them 2 for $2. You're better off with your dollar store 6-pack of 6.
I bumped my head, and now I'm real good at candy math. What kind of math is that, sir? If you took a 4-pack of 3 Musketeers and stripped them naked and mashed them all together, it'd be bigger than a king size.
Stripped them naked.
Strip the candy bars naked, give them a wet down, mash them all together.
A wet down.
Make a loaf out of it.
Yep.
Bigger than a king size.
It is.
Yeah, very good. Bigger than a king.
Well, there
size.
You go. Candy math.
Yeah. Right.
You chip got, math,
now
candy
you
math.
Got chip math.
Chip math, yeah. Well, I don't know where we were going with this. Oh, yeah, just kind of how the, you know, the lifestyle of...
Yeah, how's your New Year lifestyle? I was saying that I bopped into your apartment because I right. needed to grab something, and I discovered all your treasure trove of junk food, which
yeah,
was...
there's a lot.
But you don't... The weird thing is that you don't have any real, like, other food in the house.
No, it's like, yeah.
You don't go shopping for yourself or go to the Jewel very often, do you?
Not very often, unfortunately. I have to get better at that.
Yeah, that's a good New Year's resolution. That's something that I'm trying to be better about is cooking at home, right?
Right, yeah.
And my wife's very good at that. And now I'm taking more note of that and mental sort of wanting to prep the food. I think my wife is actually enjoying the fact that I'm taking more interest in my health, and she has as well, right? Mm-hmm. And as our kids have gotten older, you know, it's like, I want to be around for a while, you know?
Yeah.
So that's been sort of the New Year's rush. That's been my week thus far. The kids are still home, right? That's a little, I must say that I am incredibly impressed with my daughter, Charlotte. I'll give a shout out to you, Charlotte.
Hey,
Charlotte. I know you listen to the program. She goes to Catholic school for our listeners, and they have a thing where they went back this week. The public school kids are still off technically, but most of them are being homeschooled, and they've been homeschooled for the whole year.
Right.
But Charlotte was off, and then her break came back, and they have to do it remote for 2 weeks before they actually go back to in session, mainly because they release kids for Christmas break. They know families are going to go out of town, whether or not they're supposed to or not. They know people might travel. So to take a precautionary measure, they say, okay, when school resumes, everyone, we're going to do e-learning for 2 weeks, right?
Sure.
And you can quarantine that way, and then you can come back to school.
Right.
So she's been doing that, and she is so good about it. Like, I mean, she gets up at 7:15 every morning. She takes a shower. She puts on her school uniform. They have to put the uniform on to do it. She sits right at her desk. She makes a nice spot for herself, and she just zones in.
That's awesome.
It's amazing because I never even had that kind of self-discipline, even, you know.
Good for you, Charlotte.
Right? Even with, like, working for myself, and, like, I'm looking at that, and I'm like, oh, I'm inspired by that. You know,
she's going to be successful in life if she continues these kind of habits.
She has a good, she has started off making good habits for herself in that way. You know, so I'm dreaming that she's going to be my millionaire ticket maybe someday.
Okay.
She said before I left the show, she's like, talk about me on the show. She likes it when I talk about her on the show.
Okay.
Feeds the ego.
Sure. Absolutely.
Do we have Dreamin' by Selena, Mike?
Oh, you're playing it?
Yeah, why not? Charlotte's a big Selena fan.
Is she?
Yeah. Okay. I guess she's been... I think there's a Netflix show about Selena now. I gotta look it up. Anyway, here's the original.
Dreamin'.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star. Somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow. I
sudden thing.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
So you got a little dreaming in there?
Yeah, a little Selena dreaming. Welcome back, folks.
We played that tune now, I think.
Have we?
That would have been, so we played it, obviously, tonight.
Yeah.
And I think we probably played it maybe at some point in July.
Really?
Yeah. So
that
we're not that far removed out of the Selena dreaming train.
We've repurposed Selena?
Yeah. Sorry to our listeners out there who are like, they just gave us dreaming again.
Yeah. So, well, it was a good time to play it.
Sure.
You know, okay. Because we were talking about dreams and.
Yes.
And it does seem like the type of song that might be playing at a Planet Fitness or a Marshalls or a Ross for
Marshalls
Less.
Marshalls or a Ross for Less for sure.
Absolutely. On the Ross for Less playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Dreaming, you know.
You're looking at that nice Fila sweatshirt. Dreaming's playing in the background.
Yeah.
It's for $6.99.
I went outside and had a cigarette during the break, Bill. A nice health episode, and then I go out and I'm limping around smoking.
You did a thing. This would have been your second cigarette, so I don't know if your trainer's listening. He's had two, okay? At the first break, I went out there for a second, and as I went outside, I saw you delayed like maybe a minute or so behind me, but then you came out of the door of the studio, and you were like hobbling but like sprinting at the same time. It was sad to watch you, like, you know, like, isn't you got it? Motivated for the cigarette, but you would not get motivated that way to go to the gym.
There's something about taping the show that makes me want to smoke more. Like, since I've been working out, actually, my smoking has decreased quite significantly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel the need to like want to have a cigarette all of a sudden.
I could say the same. I had a guy today text me. I must have been driving on my way home,
mm-hmm.
and I must have driven past him. He's a fellow associate of mine at Breakthrough Beverage.
Okay,
I'll give a shout out to him, Christian. Shout out to you, buddy. But
right,
he sends me a text. Put that cigarette out. And I'm like, I must have driven past him or whatever, because I know he lives in the area, you know?
Right. He saw you smoking
in
your car.
Like, oh, God. He's so right. I'm like, yeah, you got me.
I feel weird about that, too. Isn't it like, is it sleazy to smoke in
your car? He probably saw me and was like, this guy with the cigarettes, you know?
Still
like,
smoking.
Come on.
Still smoking. 10 years later,
yeah,
still smoking.
Right.
I know it.
That's
sick. And it is my next hurdle. The cigarettes.
Yeah.
First, I got to get to Tatum Land, and then I'll get rid of the cigarettes.
Right.
Or maybe I'll just get in like kind of Marky Mark fear mode from, you know, where I'm smoking squares shirtless a lot.
Well, don't turn into Marky Mark from fear.
No, I don't want to turn into him.
He was a bad man.
Yeah, Marky Mark from fear. He was a bad man. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Could you give me a little Mark Wahlberg from Fear? Or just talking about Fear?
I don't remember. I only remember the trailer for the movie. Oh. It's with William Peterson and Reese Witherspoon,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yes, it is. And Alyssa Milano.
Is Alyssa Milano in Fear?
She is in Fear.
Okay. Yeah. I just remember Wahlberg screaming, "Let me in the house!"
Yeah. That's it.
From the trailer.
That's it.
"Let me in the house." Yeah. You know, look a little soft. "Let me in the house."
Yeah. All right, sorry to interrupt you.
I got to work on my Wahlberg yell.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, work on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to work on my Wahlberg yell, and I'm going to get in shape. Yeah. Before, earlier on in the episode, we talked about body types, Bill. There's actually three body types. There's the ectomorph.
Yeah.
Yes, that's me. All right?
Yeah.
There's a mesomorph or a mesomorph. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's meso or meso.
Okay.
And then there's an endomorph. All right? An ectomorph, the first one, tends to be thin and struggles to gain weight as either body fat or muscle. Now, our producer Mike and I, we have the same body build type.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's a very healthy guy, and he works out. And he says, "Oh, I'm an ectomorph," and I've unfortunately never been able to get to that Tatum land that you're talking about.
Right.
And it's one of my fears, right?
Yeah.
Because truthfully, as I've been, you know, on this program that Sean set up for me,
yes,
you know, I started at 170.
Yeah,
I said I wanted to get to like 185, 190 ish. You know, ripped. You know,
ooh,
just ripped. And I've lost 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm eating in a surplus. All right.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? You know, like, this is unbelievable. You know. And my fear is that I might start working my butt off in the gym and still not get much. I might get more toned. You know, but I might not put on any sort of mass, and I might just have to live with the fact that I'm that guy, you know.
He ain't gonna be.
I'm the tall, lanky dude, you know. Although I don't know many, you know, ripped, you know, bodybuilder type guys that are as funny as I am, you know.
No, I don't.
It's like, do you sacrifice your good looks for your humor? You know, I think part of my humor comes from the fact that I have lower self-esteem in some areas, and I'm able to sort of lampoon that and talk about that.
Oh, a little bit of a testimonial now here.
Oh, sure. It's a new year, Billy.
Oh, testimonial time.
Yes. An ectomorph tends to be thin and struggles to gain weight as either body fat or muscle. They can eat piles of food and stay looking the same, which is like me. I can eat like a horse and just not gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Even when gaining muscular weight, it's their biggest goal. People who battle to gain muscle are often known as hard gainers. You a hard gainer?
You're a hard gainer.
Look at Teddy coming in the gym, a real hard gainer, I see. Hard gainers go over there, Mr. Weenie Arms, with the 5-pound weights doing step-ups. The girls are over there. The men are over here.
Uh-huh.
You loser.
Uh-huh.
Ectomorphs tend to have lean build, long limbs, and small muscle bellies.
Hmm.
Even if an ectomorph manages to put on weight, they may still look skinnier than they are, particularly in the calves and forearms.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, being an ectomorph doesn't mean you're doomed to be weak, though. You can still get remarkably strong, and you can be every bit as fit and healthy as someone who looks larger and more muscular. But if you want to gain weight, you better be prepared to eat like you've never eaten before. Which is weird, because I haven't been eating like a horse, per se, but I have been putting on more meals throughout the day. In fact, I'm just kind of trying to snack more. Mm-hmm. Then you have the mesomorph.
Ah, yes.
A mesomorph.
Mesomorph.
Mesomorph has a middle-of-the-road build. I think you're kind of a mesomorph build.
I'm a mesomorph.
A little bit shorter than I am, a little stockier. That takes on the best of both worlds. They tend to have wide shoulders, a narrow waist, and relatively thin joints and round muscle bellies. Look at the round muscle belly on that mesomorph. Oh! Good Lord.
Is that what they say to each other at Planet Fitness? Did you see the ectomorph?
Right. Look at the new ectomorph over there with this little skinny, limpy wrists. Look at me. I'm a good mesomorph.
That's correct.
The mesomorph has a middle-of-the-road build. Oh, I already said that. In short, if you're a mesomorph, you have natural tendency to be fit and relatively muscular. Yeah. Does this mean you can do nothing, eat everything, and get away with it forever? Definitely not. This is from bodybuilding.com.
Oh,
folks. Okay.
Hashtag bodybuilding.com.
That's right. And you're not necessarily healthier than the other two types either, but you may be able to bounce back from being out of shape more easily than the other two body types.
Yeah.
You can gain muscle and burn fat with comparative ease. The final body type is an endomorph. Okay. An endomorph tends to gain weight and keep it on. Their build is a little wider than an ectomorph or mesomorph, with a thick rib cage, wide hips, and shorter limbs. I'm an endomorph. They may have more muscle than either of the other body types.
He's too tall to be an endomorph.
No, I'm an endomorph. I'm not an ectomorph. Ectomorphs are weenies. I'm an endomorph. I'm big. Okay. I have broad shoulders. I got a good belly.
All right, Mr. Endomorph.
Endomorph tends to gain weight and keep it on. Their build is a little wider than an ectomorph or mesomorph with a thick rib cage, wide hips, and shorter limbs. They may have more muscle than either of the other body types, but they often struggle to gain it without significant amounts of accompanying body fat. If you ever feel like you gain 5 pounds simply walking by a donut shop, you're an endomorph. Okay?
Okay.
So if you just gain weight and just pack it on, but you're big body framed,
we should,
you're an endomorph.
You could do a pretty good cartoon.
What's that? What kind of
like
cartoon?
Just a, it'd be like a cartoon about, you know, a bunch of guys hanging out at a gym.
Gym Rats.
Gym Rats.
Is the name of the show.
And the three characters are endomorph, mesomorph, and ectomorph.
Ectomorph, mesomorph, and endomorph.
Yeah. And you just follow these three morons. And, you know, they get into fights at the gym all the time.
Right.
And it's just pure hilarity.
Bill, you just wrote a Comedy Central sitcom right there.
I think I did.
Gym Rats.
Yeah.
One guy's an ectomorph, the other's a mesomorph, and the guy's an endomorph.
That's right.
I mean? We talk health, we lampoon health, but we also talk about sex and tanning and...
Partying?
Partying. Yeah.
And the economy.
And the economy. We throw the economy in there. Everybody can't have a show about gym rats without talking about the economy.
Right.
Anyway, oh, speaking of the economy,
yeah.
Believe it or not, I got my stimulus check already.
Oh,
wasn't that
you.
Fast?
That was quick.
It was real fast. Bill, you were kind of upset by it. You were like, I didn't get mine yet.
No, I didn't get mine yet.
I remember I told you the news and you just kind of grunted. I thought you were going to be happy for me. And you were like, what? I just stocked 30 shelves like a week ago. And you've been working on your body and you got a check, you know?
Frustrating. There's a lot of Americans that feel the same way out there right now.
There absolutely are.
That are essential workers. There's a lot of them out there right there that feel that way.
But I was a little bit shocked that I got it so soon. I got it the 31st, the day before the first of the year. And shout out to my bank. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I won't give my banking info out.
That
would be a little imprudent. Can't shout out your bank.
I would not do that.
Anyway, I got a text from them letting them know, and it came out of the blue, and I was like, what? Is this real? Like, I've grown to expect the government to just be slow and terrible about everything. And the fact that it came so quick was a ray of sunshine in many ways.
These are interesting times, to say the least, if in America.
Right.
We're not going to get political, you know, but it's insanity right now. So
that's why you need laughs more than ever.
That's correct.
Folks, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archives of this show if you go to thehoolieshoolieradio.org. Hibernianradio.org.
Hibernianradio.org.
Or you can search for us on iTunes if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show.
There you go.
I do want to thank our sponsors once again. That's McCann's Irish Oatmeal, which, by the way, has been propelling me into this ectomorphic transition.
Yeah.
Or transformation.
The ectomorphic transition.
Yes. Anyway, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Yep.
Shout out to them. They just got featured on Chicago PD, the Bridgeport location.
Cool.
So they're one of the new bars, where the cops hang out, I guess.
Okay.
Good stuff. Congrats to them. Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yep.
Great spot. Guinness Irish Stout.
Okay.
And again, Flood Brothers Disposal. They are the best. We did miss our old pal Clay, but he will be back next week, we hope.
We hope so.
Until next week.
Bye.
Keep at it.